Books on Tape presents Bell Ruin by Martha Grimes, read by Kim I. Guest. Chapter 1.
Fame will not wither her, nor custom stale her infinite variety.
Duane quoted that to me, saying it was by Shakespeare. It's really age, not fame, he said, but he changed it to suit my life. Age, he said, could hardly be a threat to someone who's 12 years old, and has been for a long time. I thought he didn't need to add. And my recent fame is the most notable thing that's happened around Spirit Lake since, well, forever. He said Shakespeare was describing Cleopatra, also famous in her time, almost as famous as I was. He was telling me this while he was under Bobby Steck's old Studebaker. Duane is a master mechanic. I was sitting on a stack of new tires in Abel Slaw's garage. I was not supposed to be in here with the cars and tools and lifts, so I waited until Abel Slaw got on his office telephone and then came in. I've never seen anyone who could spend as much time on the telephone as him. Duane pushed out from under the Studebaker on one of those flat things with wheels and went back to looking under the hood. The trouble with all this is I can't see his face when he's under the car and can only see half of it when he's bent under the hood, so I can't tell if he's smiling and laughing at me inside. He can kid around a lot, and it's nearly impossible to tell if I can't see his face. I know it must seem like I've been 12 years old for a long time, but that's only because so much has been crammed into it.